All right, so let's get serious. Let's get real.
Oh, this is pretty serious.
The EU has filed antitrust charges against Google's Android OS with a focus on how Google requires OEMs to agree to the placement of its services and its apps on installations of Android. In question is the fact that OEMs who agree to roll with Google's brand of Android are forced to comply with an order that prevents them from releasing an Android fork of on any of its other devices. As well, services that come bundled with Android, they say, hinder competition from others who are offering similar services. That's according to the EU. They also have issues with kind of the financial incentives behind all of this, how Google kind of gives, kicks down some incentives to manufacturers or carriers who exclusively pre-install Google search on its devices. So, and by the way, this is not the first time we've heard of this sort of thing. It's happened not too long ago. I think it was like a month or two ago in Russia. The Russian government also called for antitrust and basically, it was last September, sorry, and found Google guilty of antitrust. And at the time it was like, oh yeah, well, that's just Russia, whatever. EU is kind of a bigger story.
It is a much bigger.
But is this also the Microsoftification of Google now?
Yeah, that's what I was. I'm always thinking when I hear these stories.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, it's such a political, like, it's such a political thing. This spans beyond like just technology.
The EU is crazy.
They're not crazy. Like, they think our
government.
You're
not getting the EU's vote this week.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not in any time soon. Okay, I get it. Europe websites use cookies. Like, I don't need that overlay every time I go to a European website. This site uses cookies. Whatever, dude. But I think that some of the antitrust stuff is good to keep the companies like Google and Microsoft and Apple in check.
Yeah.
But I think the EU takes it a step too far, as always. And then the question is that how the negotiations will be to dial it back or what the end result will be. But to be honest, if you look at what began the downfall of Microsoft, it was probably the EU legislation. It was the whole unbundling of IE and all
because
that.
How do you do it in one major area like the EU and have it not affect your business elsewhere? And that's a big consideration here. Often in this kind of argument or this kind of debate, people kind of fall back on the fact that, Android, it's not like Android's the only game in town. There's iOS, blah, blah, blah. Well, the EU actually sees Apple's iOS not as a direct competitor to Android. They say iOS is not a licensable operating system, and as such, Android owns 95% of the EU's licensed mobile OS market. And
that sounds like a personal problem.
That's one way to skin a cat. Right? They're right. That makes sense. I don't know if I agree with it, but to quote the great Obi-Wan Kenobi, from a certain point of view, that makes a lot of sense. Right? So.
I don't know. I think that I hate to say that I think there's a little bit of something here that the EU is kind of pointing out. And it's not like we haven't heard this for months leading up to this. But, I guess the other side of this is the fact that Android has an open source version of the OS that doesn't include kind of the Google apps and services. The fact that Google does offer that. Is that enough of a concession? Like, that's an option. That's an alternative for people who don't want to roll with Google's thing. But, I mean, they're prohibited to go that route if they decide on any other devices to go the official Google route.
I think it's perfectly fine concession because it gives the choice up to the manufacturers and the people that are making the software for their phones.
Yeah.
So it's really up to them whether or not they want to stick with Google or not. And, like, why wouldn't they let them stick with Google? There's more support that route.
Right. Well, and that's another big reason why Google says it does what it's doing. They released an update, a blog update, pretty much the same day that the charges came. And they basically said that manufacturers can choose to install their apps on these devices. So they're not keeping those apps off. But of course, their apps are there first and foremost. That the free state of Android is basically offset by including those apps and services on the devices. So they're able to actually offer it for free because those exist. They don't say this, but not to mention just the fact that a lot of people want Google services.
I want Google services over Apple services.
Perspective. Yeah. You, the perception, I would imagine, would be you would be hindering the potential success of your device if you don't. But maybe that's why it's an antitrust
thing to begin with. Do you penalize a company for doing something so well?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the trick.
And do you want like awful knockoffs like what's going on in China?
Right.
Because I'm sorry, so I don't like the model of what's going on in China. I'm not a believer of that market and what's going on with Android over there, and I would not want to see that happening in Europe.
Right, and is it because there's no viable other choice, and they're saying it's because of the antitrust practices, but let's say this all goes through and there still isn't, it just doesn't make sense. It's not like there's some alternative that they're crushing. They're not keeping anybody from succeeding.
They are not keeping Apple from succeeding.
Yeah, they're just doing a very effective job. And honestly, I think that the distinction between iOS and Android, while from a certain point of view does make sense, is kind of BS too. I mean, because if you think about it, it's not like Microsoft is out there screaming that they can't get a foothold in Europe because of Android.
They're actually surviving because of the people that they have in Europe. They actually have a market in Europe that is somewhat flourishing for their. Few Nokia phones.
Yeah.
So, and even BlackBerry was like really strong in Europe for quite a long time. PPM was very popular among the youths.
And then everything changed.
But that's what happens if you don't innovate. Yeah. So maybe the EU should go, why do you guys suck so much?
Would a world...
Just kidding.
Nobody sucks. Stupid America.
That's a terrible thing to say. Nobody sucks.
Would a world where Google is forced to offer... to remove the clause that that OEMs can release a device that has Google services but also release a device that doesn't? I mean, is that a bad world to live in?
No, I don't think that's a bad world.
That might be what we end up with.
I just don't know if that's necessarily a horrible outcome. Yeah. I just don't want to see something happen where Google will like lose too much control because of this, and then the entire platform is just completely forked into all
that's a big part of it, it's just going to make it absolutely terrible.
What if when you're in Europe and you open up your phone, a window comes over telling you that this phone uses cookies and you have to close
it? Can we just do that? I'd be fine with that. If you want to pop up, that's fine. I'll deal with it. I already deal with permissions now on Marshmallow.
I love the permissions. I love dealing with those. Because now I understand them when they appear, and I do it once, and then I move on. Yeah.
Yes, it's understandable, but then if you have an app that's, like, crashing a lot, and it's still, like, asking for permissions, but it keeps crashing because it's asking for permissions.
I actually just had that. I don't remember. When I was setting up the Robin, I had an app ask me for permissions, but it was, like... It was like a game or something. This wants access to your phone and your contacts. I was like, no. It was weird. I should have noted what it was, but I forgot what it was because I'm old.
Yeah,
but
it happens more often.
But it was nice because I was able to say deny.
Denied.
Denial.
Yeah.